Tormes.
The town of Fussen and the History Channel extend their greetings to you in front of the Lutemaker's Fountain. Here on the Bread Market is the old town centre, which developed from a Carolingian royal court. And here in the Middle Ages, the Fussen bakers offered their goods, such as coarse brown bread, white bread, bread rolls, bread twists, and simple cakes. And many of the houses display beautiful late Gothic gables. But that is not the real reason why we're standing here. Fussen is looked upon as the cradle of European lute and violin making. In the 16th century, this trade provided a large part of the town with wages and bread. At that time, Fussen had around 2,000 inhabitants and no fewer than 20 lute makers' workshops, which together with their employees, suppliers and dealers, and their families, supported a large number of people. For the Lute Makers Guild, incidentally the oldest of its kind in Europe, had ensured, since it was founded in 1562, that only as many masters were to be admitted into it as could live off their trade. And in Fussen, there were many of them. What was important, the council stated, was not the number of masters, but their quality and artistic experience. Even if there were 100 brilliant masters here, which is what we wish, all should, however, be able to earn their honest piece of bread. The figure on the Lute Maker's Fountain is that of Caspar Tiefenbrucker. He belonged to a great and well-known dynasty of lute makers and was one of their most successful. Born in Rosshaupten, a village quite nearby, in 1514, he first became a master in Fussen, and around 1550 emigrated to Lyon, where he became rich and famous. Tiefenbrucker's lutes are among the most famous instruments of their kind to this day. And at the Schwanengasthaus, the Swan Inn, in this square, there's a commemorative plaque for Fritz Geisenhof, who was born in 1753 in this house, moved to what was then the Vienna Music Center, and as the most famous East Allgäu violin maker in Vienna, became known by his name of honor, Vienna's Stradivari. Besides the export of lutes and other musical instruments that the Augsburg merchants of the Fuggers carried out because of the good money it brought in, Fussen's art of making instruments also became well known as a result of the emigration of great masters of lute making to the whole of Europe. In the 16th and 17th centuries, two-thirds of all lute makers in Venice and Padua came from Fussen. Rome, Naples, Paris. Wherever music was highly appreciated, the instrument makers from Fussen were on hand and were the most highly esteemed of their trade. You want to know why such famous instruments are built in Fussen, of all places? That has to do with the wood. In the mountain forests, the wood always grows slowly. That is good for the sound. The best trees are yew trees, because they grow extremely slowly anyway. Their annual rings are very close together. That makes the wood very elastic, and that is good for the sound. And if it's then cut down in the winter when the wood is driest, it's hardly to be surpassed. Most of the Fussen lutes are made of yew shavings assembled with intermediate veins of maple wood or ivory. Then the belly of the lute produces very special sounds. The soundboards for lutes and violins are made of spruce and the backs of mountain maple. Yes, indeed, not only lutes are made in Fussen, guitars too, for example. The famous Venetian guitar makers Giorgio and Matteo Zelas were actually Georg and Matthias Zelos and came from Fussen. And, what's more, good organs were made as well. In the 16th century, the lute became the dominant musical instrument in Europe. Its growing success revealed itself in a large number of musical works written by famous composers.